VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. soldier believed to be in North Korea in custody after illegally crossing the border dividing the two Koreas at the Joint Security Area, or JSA, on Tuesday. More from VOA Steve Miller.
A U.S. official tells VOA the U.S. soldier was on a JSA orientation tour and willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line into North Korea. The U.S. believes he's currently in North Korean custody and authorities are working with their counterparts to resolve the incident. The soldier had been in a detention facility for about a month and a half for disciplinary measures, according to the U.S. official, adding that he was taken to the airport to return to the United States, but never got on the plane. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The top U.S. military officer, Mark Milley, says Ukrainian forces have a significant amount of combat power that has yet to be committed to the war. Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley says that he has had a long time, or Russia has had a long time, to prepare lethal defenses against Ukraine's counteroffensive.
What the Ukrainians have, though, is a significant amount of combat power not yet committed. And I will not say what's going to happen in the future, because that's going to be a Ukrainian decision as to where and when they commit their reserve, etc. Right now, they are preserving their combat power, and they are slowly and deliberately and steadily working their way through all these minefields. And it's a tough fight. It's a very difficult fight.
Meanwhile, Ukraine said its forces shot down Russian drones and cruise missiles targeting the Black Sea port of Odessa and what Moscow called retribution for an attack that damaged a crucial bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. More at VOAnews.com.